Hello, friends. Today's Wednesday, July 31st, and today is robots and another category I don't remember.
Business, actually, is the first one, not robots.
I was excited about the robot stories. Anyway, continue.
Also, we're sneaking 3D printing into the robot section.
Because we're desperate for content.
Not a lot of robot news. But there is some big business news, and maybe not surprising, but big news, right? It's Apple.
Apple buys Intel's smartphone modem business, taking its modems in-house.
Ooh.
That's the sub-headline. That was kind of a boring sub-headline, but, you know, I'll accept it.
Well, you know, it's big news. Now, as we all know, Apple and Qualcomm settled their cat fight, their decade-long cat fight. Apple is actually contracted with Qualcomm for 6 years, I believe. So we have to imagine that during those 6 years, they're going to be trying to fix the garbage that was the Intel modems business. And at the end of that 6 years, Qualcomm might be in a rough spot because Apple might have their own modem business. Although those antitrust probes, probably not a good look.
They're just poking away
when
at
you're,
it.
When you're making even more parts yourself.
What sound do you think it makes when they probe Apple?
It probably makes squishy, like, it's the sound that the error sound from the old Mac.
I don't know if I've heard that.
Well, I'm sure the chat will try to describe it for you.
Someone will link it and then it'll get flagged by YouTube and they won't see their comment.
It's if you worked for Intel in this department, it's just like, boom, you work for Apple now. Like they just give them everything. Yeah, they are going to make...
That's crazy.
They're going to make modems for everything else. They can still do Internet of Things and tablets and shit, but not smartphone modems. Probably a smart buy for Apple, honestly.
Yeah.
The other big business news, of course, we've been talking about T-Mobile and Sprint. Will they
Will they?
Chrissy, you're going to be merging soon.
I am going to be merging.
So, yeah, I don't... Have you gotten permission from the federal government?
Yeah, we got our marriage. I keep calling it a wedding certificate, and that's not right. It's a marriage license.
Marriage license.
Yeah.
Isn't it sad that we live in a world where to declare your love for someone else, you have to get a license?
I'm kind of okay with it.
Well, you would be.
The best part of it, though, is like when you fill it out, it's surprisingly easy. It took us like 20 minutes. But
well, have you seen some of the people who get married? Did you think there was like a written test?
Well, I thought, like, I don't know, it asked for more information. But one of the things it asked for, are you related?
Now, here's an engagement challenge. Of course, we're in Kentucky, and, you know, that's the stereotype. Those of you who are married, did you have to put that on your marriage certificate in other states?
Apparently, they used to make you do a blood test, and that was, like, every state in the U.S.
You know what? They should do a blood test and screen it for methamphetamine.
They screened for sexually transmitted diseases, and they would let the other spouse know before it happened.
That's a tough decision.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I go through with it?
I mean, they have some sort of horrible...
herbs? Anyway, none of that has anything to do with T-Mobile.
It doesn't. T-Mobile wins Sprint deal approval with plan to create rival. Create? I don't know why I pronounced it that way. Anyway, continue.
T-Mobile and Sprint. So, the rival... will be Dish.
Which? Rival? I don't
know. Dish will be getting the, what do they call
that? Paid a...
Boost.
Yeah.
Boost. They're going to get Boost, all the prepaid stuff. And that spinoff gets to use the new company's 5G for 6 years while it builds its own.
Which, considering, you know, how great 5G is, it's like, wow, what a great deal that was.
Yeah. Well, that'd be good because when we find out that it's killing us all, Dish can be like, that's not ours, bro.
Not ours, yeah.
Not it.
This is a Sprint T-Mobile.
So, yeah, the probably not great for competition.
Whose name are they keeping?
I think they're keeping... I don't know. That's a good question. I think T-Mobile is...
In the marriage.
T-Mobile's the,
wants to take
the bigger
Sprint
one, right?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. Who do you think's got the better name recognition? Sprint's been around longer, right?
Yeah. But, I would say probably T-Mobile.
But T-Mobile has that reputation as sort of like the maverick mobile carrier, right?
Yeah, I think I would recognize T-Mobile more. Sprint seems more old-fashioned.
Yeah, well, that's what T-Mobile is known for. Like, they kind of, like, got it. They did away with the contracts and did the unlimited data plan. So they're like the hot new mobile provider. But I'm sure that Sprint's board of directors will fight doggedly to tear down all that innovation. Samsung, they're a big name in technology.
You're right.
They made a little bit of a mistake. Small mistake. That was the Galaxy Fold.
Samsung Galaxy Fold is ready for launch after screen fix. So this is, they've corrected the mistake. It's working now. The foldable what? Screen is a thing.
Galaxy Fold launch, is this April 2019?
No.
September. Because they screwed it up.
I don't know. I don't necessarily hate the idea. I just feel like who wants this?
Let me...
I always make this, like, every time I let see me this, I change, have to ask, who wants this?
Let me change your mind a little bit, right? You think this is a pretty good idea? You think it's, like, kind of cool?
I don't...
Like, wouldn't mind having one, right?
I don't really want one, but, like...
$2,000.
Oh. But why? Like, that's the thing. Like, it doesn't really solve a problem that's worth... It's not worth $2,000 to me. Because it's not... It's a solution looking for a problem.
So they had several issues. We've talked about this before. Where they had the crumbs and dirt would get down in the little crack. So they basically just put some glue in there.
It's fine.
They had the protective cover that people thought you could tear off because it like ran off the side or something. And they were like, oh, maybe we should have tucked that in. They fixed that. They say it's ready to go, ready in September. So if you're if you want one, I guess now's the time. Right?
The thing I'm already annoyed with this is that it's going to change the mobile landscape, and there's going to be a whole new series of horrible screen sizes we'll have to test in.
Well, that will be roughly small tablet size, right?
I would think,
difference. Yeah. So.
But some of our clients?
They'll probably get one.
And they'll be like, it doesn't look right in my weird foldable phone.
Now, speaking of mergers for big companies, remember when AT&T and DirecTV merged? I guess that was more of an acquisition.
Yeah.
And they made a promise. They said, listen, this merger is going to be so good for us and for the industry, we don't need to raise prices. So don't worry about that. We won't be raising prices.
Never. Never, ever. AT&T loses nearly 1 million TV customers after raising DirecTV prices. Oh.
Not the first time they've done it.
What did you say? It was like 4 or 5
times? It's been several times they have raised the prices. Now, this last one was pretty dramatic, and they really lost a lot of people. 778,000 subscribers is quite a bit. And, of course, we have the cord cutters.
I was going to say, there's hardly any reason to keep it anyway, and if you're raising the price, like,
not
a good move.
The comment on this Ars Technica article... Oops.
That's a promoted comment.
That was the wrong button. Voy de Ayres, he talked about his experience. It took him a total amount of like 3 hours to cancel his account. The first two people he talked to just simply would not do it. And they kept just like ignoring him and being like, sir, tell me what channels you watch so that we can build you a better package. And he was like, no, I don't want a better package. I want to cancel. And they just would not cancel his account. The third person, after seeing the call log, agreed to give him a $25 credit for his suffering. But you can tell they're bleeding. So that's loss prevention. They actually give those phone monkeys bonuses if they can stop you from canceling. So
I feel like that would make me furious. Like, I generally try to be really nice to the phone monkeys, as you call them, because I know that they're doing a crappy job just because like they need the money.
Why are they doing it?
They need money for goods and services to survive.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Listen, you have no empathy for people.
You're right. I don't. Because, you know what?
But that would drive me insane.
There's
like 3 hours
many
later.
Of them.
3 hours later, I'd probably be like ready to wring someone's neck.
I would love to watch that.
What, me wringing someone's neck or like yelling at someone on
no,
the phone?
No, you slowly turning into darkness as you waited 3 hours to try to cancel.
To try just to cancel account, yeah.
It would be more exciting than a satellite fight, I'll tell you that. Krista, you don't have any Bitcoin.
I don't.
You
I have
are
no
missing,
cryptocurrency.
You're missing out. Do you not have a fear of that?
No, I don't. I don't have any FOMO.
You should get some. What do you think about the prediction that... So we have the doubling will happen again in, I think, 2021, they're predicting. And some people are saying $100,000. What if I get $100,000 for my Bitcoin and could buy a sweet piece of land that you could have had?
I wouldn't have been able to have it because I didn't have the money for it.
You would have had $100,000.
Are you planning on moving from your house that quick?
No, this is extra land.
Oh, you're just going to buy it just to shoot on? Or
yeah, well.
To get I'll, make a cat wildlife
Maybe I'll
refuge.
Raise some cattle.
You can become a gentleman alpaca farmer. Like all the brochures.
Anyway, those of us that do have cryptocurrency have to worry about Mr. IRS.
IRS sending warning letters to more than 10,000 cryptocurrency holders. You didn't get one, though.
No. I go through a reputable exchange, which absolutely reports my transactions to the IRS. This is for example, if you mine your cryptocurrency, no one has any idea that it's you till
you
sell
it.
Yeah. So, the IRS, and there was really nothing actionable here. This was basically, it's like, hey, bro, yeah, we see, we know.
We know what's going on.
Don't try to hide it. It's kind of, it's like one of those little threats that the IRS does because, they're power hungry. Or power,
money hungry.
Power freaks. There's another job. Do you have empathy for people who work at the IRS?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I've had to call people for that kind of thing, and I try to be nice.
You've had to call people to take their money?
No, but I've had to contact people at like my student loan provider and stuff to get tax documents. And I try to be nice to those people because that's a sucky job, and they probably get yelled at all day, so I don't yell at them and make it worse.
But they're working on the Death Star.
I know. Just one person.
iPhones, Krista.
Yes.
How
don't really care about iPhones, but...
I don't either, but they are a fact of life.
They are.
They exist.
And some people will probably be excited by this.
We have to deal with them. I guess some people... I don't know. They don't seem that exciting to me.
No. Apple to release 3 iPhone 11 models this fall, including A13 chip, new Taptic engine... Did I say that right? More.
Yeah, the Taptic engine is replacing the Haptic engine. Oh, get it? So, there's a list of features here, and the A13 chip and the Taptic engine are the big ones, which, not super exciting. The cameras, you can see here, you got the 4 cameras on the front. There's a...
The aesthetic of that is not particularly pleasing, but...
You might like this. There is a, crop... forgiveness type of thing going on. So let's say that you take a picture, but you're shit at taking pictures. It's going to use those other cameras to go ahead and take the picture around your picture. And then if you're
composite an image together based on your crappy.
Well, if you go in and you're like, oh crap, I cropped out grandma, I cut her face in half. I wish I could just,
scoot it.
You can do that.
Wow.
But eventually...
It's trying to idiot-proof it, but...
After a certain amount of time, the phone will then just get rid of those extra pictures. Because...
You don't need them.
You only have a certain amount of time to do that. So, still not a feature that I would buy a new phone over.
No, because it's I could just frame the photo better.
I wonder... Now, back in the day, everybody always got the new iPhone when it came out.
Yeah, people used to camp out for them.
What percentage of people do you think are still doing that every year?
I don't know anybody who does that now. I remember some people doing it, with the earlier models, even here in little old Kentucky, but not anymore. I'm not that interested in phones for the most part. I'm due for an upgrade.
I am not. I think I am due for an upgrade.
And you just don't care enough
to
get one?
I really don't use it for that many things. And I especially don't use my phone for gaming.
Yeah, not the target audience.
I mean... Pixel Dungeon.
Yeah.
I played some Pixel Dungeon.
I played Plague Inc. for a while on my phone. I don't think I have it anymore.
But. Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be a terrible phone game. But for the most part, I find mobile gaming is just like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, just play on your PC. If you have one, play on your PC.
But we are in the minority because mobile gaming has exploded. I believe that, is it PUBG? Fortnite has mobile, right?
Yeah, Fortnite's big mobile.
I think Fortnite mobile is bigger than Fortnite desktop at this point.
I could see that. And more people have access to a phone.
People want phones that can play these games, and Asus is going to give it to them. Oops, oh. I pushed the wrong button. I just made a...
Asus Republic of Gamers phone, official with Snapdragon 855 Plus, 12 gigabytes of RAM, and 6,000...
You kind of lost steam there.
I did a little bit. Anyway, new gaming phone. This is the picture of it.
There it is.
Didn't you say there was some sort of thing you can attach to the bottom to cool it? They didn't have a picture of that in this article.
So these cuts here.
Yeah.
This actually gives... entrance into airflow into the phone, so they will sell you a cooler that you can
attach.
Put on the back there that will cool it as you play some hardcore games, and shoulder buttons. It's got shoulder
buttons.
I do
think that's kind of cool. Still would rather play on my PC, but yeah. I'm not the target audience for this, but I think that's kind of cool. Definitely more innovative than
what if they did Overwatch Mobile. Would you try it?
No. I struggle to aim with a keyboard and mouse. I would not be able to do it.
You could play a character that's not like aim
dependent. Yeah, like Mercy or Moira. Reinhardt. I think it would still just be awkward, though. I'm not good with a controller. I haven't played with a controller in a long time.
Well, for a first-person game,
yeah,
certainly that's not ideal. DoorDash.
Yes.
Have you ever used any of those?
No, I found out that the local Asian place that we like to go to, except it's really loud, they do DoorDash. So it's really loud in there, so we don't go in there a lot because it is so loud.
Are you sure it's... Because a lot of those places just do the college.
No, I think it does it, like, citywide.
But it's very expensive to get a DoorDash.
Yeah, I've never... I took the card because I had a business card because I went to pick some food up the other day, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll do this next time, but I've not done it yet.
So... The other thing about that is, of course, here in America, a lot of the Euros don't know anything about this, but tipping is expected.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, DoorDash has a dirty secret.
DoorDash CEO announces that now your tips will go to delivery workers, but the details are still unclear.
Ooh. So for those of you who are international viewers, I'll tell you how this works, because people might not know. In the wait service industry. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Sorry, I'm like, I'm very bouncy today.
Have some M&M's and coffee and calm down a little bit. The wait staff gets paid a very small amount. What is it, like $5 an hour? Something like that?
It might be less. I think it's like, yeah, four or five.
That is their base salary, which of course is laughable, you know.
And it's well below the minimum wage like that we require.
But they get tips. And the tips will almost always round that up to a decent amount. I mean, not great, but a decent amount. Those tips get taxed as income. And it's overall just a bad deal.
It's a bad system for everybody involved.
And some restaurants will pool the tips, which is just...
That would make me angry if I was a server.
That's restaurant communism, and it has no place in America. And some of them will... And the way they're all doing this is they use the tips to compensate for not paying a living wage. And it seems like DoorDash was doing that exact same thing.
Yes.
Which is disgusting.
Well, and what's really annoying about that is that, like, just to say, like, oh, the tips do go to delivery workers. Like, you have to tip and then just taking it for themselves. Like, that's shitty.
Yeah, well, they were doing it to...
Shitty.
So the tip would go toward filling out the minimum that they pay the DoorDash people. And then they would give them whatever's left over. Disgusting. Yes. I always... I don't get delivery now because I live too far away from civilization. But when I lived here in the city, I would... If I had to order with my credit card, then...
I'm just laughing.
You just freaked out a little bit.
Here in the city. That's what made me laugh.
I would order with a credit card if I had to. I didn't like to. But then I would always tip with cash. because then you know
that they got it.
Yeah, and if they're smart, they don't even tell anybody about that. So like, oh, that prick didn't give me anything, which I'm fine. I'll be the villain.
So you can be the true hero that Gotham needs.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate. So if you do, now they say they're going to do it better, but who knows? But so if you are going to DoorDash, I would suggest keep a little bit of cash on hand.
And just give it to the driver.
Just drop it on them. Plus, I hate the idea of, and maybe this with the app it solves that. When you pay with a credit card to order pizza, for example, you have to pre-tip. I don't know what kind of service they're going to give me.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, you don't have, in pizza, you don't have to. You can still do cash.
Not everywhere.
But there's a delivery charge.
Not if you order online.
There's a delivery charge, which...
If you order online for some of these places around here, you can't.
Really?
Yeah.
The place I order from, you can.
Oh, look at you.
I just go wherever the coupons are, usually. But
Krista, you are... we've already talked about this. You're going to be getting into the world of Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
You've never been there before. You're a Luddite. You hate...
I mean, I have an Amazon account. I just don't have Prime. My fiance does.
Which is... It's like having a car with no gasoline. It's pointless. But once you do and you find... You get the taste of those sweet free deliveries and you find out what it's like, you might start ordering a lot more stuff and this might start to matter to you.
UPS is launching a drone delivery service in the U.S. Scroll down so you can see the picture because this is amazing. Oh!
Boom.
Look at him carrying the package. Bad news, though. Not used for residential yet.
Not yet.
Not important for us just yet.
Now, the cool news here is we've been hearing about these UPS drones for years. Everybody's been talking about it. Remember the video they did where it launched out of the truck? And it went to the farm. It delivered a package to a farm while the truck was delivering a package to another farm.
Yeah.
Then they met back up, and I was like, wow. Oh, none of that. We're not doing any of that.
No, it's not nothing that cool yet.
But they have passed the testing phase, and they're like, okay, these work. They do what we want. We're going to start using them. But for now, just for medical stuff. But I imagine it won't be long till they put those over into retail deliveries.
Yeah, if it can handle medical field. That could be carrying a human heart. Probably isn't, but it could be.
Well, it makes sense, right? I mean, because the heart needs to be there right now.
Yeah, it also would be kept cool, so you probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, you could throw some ice in there.
Just a human put heart it in, flying above the city.
Put it in one of these bad boys, my new thermos.
Oh, that's going to be on your Christmas list this year, isn't it?
I'm so excited about this thermos, chat. This is my new thing. I'm going to be that guy that always has the thermos.
The thermos, yeah.
Yeah.
You have had it like every day I've seen you.
Which has been 2 days since I've got it.
Yeah. So.
But I'm just blown away by the cooling technology. I didn't realize the thermoses had come to this point.
Did you not have a thermos growing up, like when you went to school?
I had a Masters of the Universe thermos. It did not have vacuum wall technology.
So it wasn't that good.
No, it was plastic.
And I used to do soup in a thermos. That's going to be on his Christmas list this year. So that's like a preview. I feel like all the stuff we put on the level one Christmas list is like super bizarre. Like one year I put on like natural soap. We're not like the other tech channels.
We're not normies.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us special. You know who else is special? BMW.
BMW now charges $80 a year for Apple CarPlay. Which you're like, maybe that's not so bad until you realize Apple CarPlay is free.
Yeah, let's compare that to every other car maker. Yeah. That's plus $80. Now, that is $80 a year.
Yes.
But let's say that you want just a one-time payment. That's only $300.
Wow,
big
what a
savings.
Deal.
Big
what
savings.
What a deal.
That's actually only for 20 years, but what BMW is going to make it for 20 years? So
what car makes it to 20 years anymore?
A lot of people driving 20-year-old cars.
Actually, my fiance might be one. Never mind.
Not
quite, but no. It's very close.
That'd be like
to 20 years.
6 more years, right?
Yeah.
So, this is just crazy. They're saying that, okay, in order to use the Apple CarPlay, which BMW doesn't make, and it doesn't cost them anything to put it in the car, as far as I know, it might cost a little something, but again, everybody else is doing that. And you pay... These navigation packages, I didn't get the navigation package in my car.
Why would you do that? Because if you have a smartphone.
And it was $5,000. Yeah.
Why?
So you're going to pay a huge premium up front to put a navigation package in one of these BMWs. And then on top of that, they're going to hit you for that 80.
Just some people have more money than sense, to quote my mom.
Now, speaking of unnecessary fees, how about Tinder? Now, I didn't know.
Is it pay?
I didn't know that Tinder costs money. I thought that was just like you signed up, right?
I assumed you just signed up. I bet there may be a premium version.
What
is that? I've never used it.
What does that get you think?
I don't know. Maybe more features? Anyway, Tinder bypasses Google Play, joining revolt against App Store fee. Google Play takes, what, 20%?
20%.
For listing your app on the App Store. And
but that's not just that. They also take a piece of your credit card transactions.
Ooh.
So that's what Tinder has done here. Tinder is now requiring you to put your credit card directly into the Tinder app. And then once you do that, there's no more option to use Google Play to pay for Tinder.
Tinder's probably big enough they can do that. Same way like Spotify was.
Spotify did it. And who was the other big name? Oh, was it? It was Fortnite, right?
Probably,
I think Fortnite did that.
All of them are like household names that you can probably get by with. If you were like a new app, you probably couldn't do this. But.
And it does signal kind of like an ongoing trend. People are like, we're not paying it, bro.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. So next week we'll announce that Google now requires you to use Google Play payments in order to be the Android operating system. I want to let you read this headline.
God damn you. That's not pronounced right. Prices to slide more than 40% in 2019 because chip makers can't forecast. And look at this. Look how frustrated this young businessman looks in the stock photo.
He's looking at nudes and he just ran up on one of the opposite gender of the ones he wanted to look at. So yeah, we've actually talked about this before, but here's a quick reminder. DRAM, gonna get cheap. They made too much. Oops, all chips. Oops, all wafers. Silicon wafers.
Whoops.
You should make that parody for the Level 1 forum.
There's been some good shit posts on the Level 1 forum recently. Summer is coming to a close, so people are coming back to the forum, I think.
So, yeah.
It usually slows down a little bit in summertime.
They made way too much, and it's going to be good news for you. I would say probably maybe around Black Friday going into the holiday season, you're going to see some hot RAM deals. You can get more
for your
of
loved
it.
Ones.
Fill up those Christmas stockings.
Your mom opens it. It's like, what is this?
What if I got you that for a wedding present?
That would
just a massive, just loose, like not even matching RAM. Just
it's fine.
Some of it's laptop RAM, some of it's phone RAM. Oh, that'd be funny.
I would love to see that, like with a parent, like as a parent stocking stuffer, and your parents just like, what the hell is this?
Oh, you mean you get it
for your parents?
Yeah. Well, but. You know, just it'd be like, oh, okay, go install it. You know,
like it's that. Like, oh, crap. Yeah.
We don't do design stories very often because somebody doesn't add them.
There's not always good ones because sometimes it's just like subjectively whether you think something's good or not.
Well, isn't that life? Anyway.
You have to get full detail. And
I added this one.
They're not something that lends itself to this format.
I'm not even into design. I added this one. And then we find out that somebody has leaked the Windows 10 start menu. Let's take a look at it. I kind of did the headline there.
You did.
Here it is.
I visually do not like this.
What don't you like?
It feels a little bit like the ancient start menu of
Windows 95.
Of yore, yeah.
It does look a little Windows 95-ish.
It does.
Now, I imagine that background color will change on your
theme
background
maybe.
Preference. Now, the tablet version, you might like a little bit better.
It looks a little bit better. I do like that. You know, each of these is labeled. I don't know, though. It's not great. Like, just visually, I would want to use it as well. Like, because I think functionally it'll probably be better than what the previous one was. But visually, I think it needs some refinement.
honestly,
certainly easier to search.
With the Windows shortcut, like, you know, you just search or you go to the command prompt. I never use the start menu.
Yeah, I don't use the start menu very often either.
So I could live without it. But people need it. They want it and they need it. We talked in the last episode about hair, and this story would have been useful to have at that point, right?
It was, but yeah, but it wasn't in the same category.
Can't break the categories.
No.
That would be just
blasphemous.
Anarchy, and we can't have that. But, like I said, we moved 3D printing into the robot section, and that's what this is about.
Soon there will be unlimited hair. New uses of stem cells in 3D printing could make baldness obsolete. Parentheses, for the wealthy.
So this is pretty amazing, and if you're getting excited, I would say calm yourself.
Yeah, because we're going to show you a picture of what you get.
So the crazy thing here, this is stem cell creation of hair from your own stem cells, not fetal stem cells. So calm down. Calm down your anti-abortion tirades. They harvest these from you. Then they grow these little hair things. So it turns out hair needs to grow as like a clump. Right?
It's not just like a single strand.
If when they were building them one at a time, and they're like, why do these keep dying? Well, they're lonely.
They need friends.
They're like
chinchillas.
You have to have a certain amount of them. And so they figured out they could build these little clusters with stem cells and grow them and then pop them in your head, similar to how they do the, where they cut it out the back of your head and put it in the front.
Yeah.
One follicle at a time. It's similar to that. Now, this... Right now, this technology is going to cost you about $10,000. So let's look at what you get for $10,000. Nice.
That's a lot of hair. I think that's 100% worth it, and that we should have a Patreon stretch goal to get your hair.
You think there are 50 hairs there?
I would say so.
About. So, yeah, you can do the math there.
That's about the same width as Kevin Brosh's facial hair.
That is, I don't know who that is.
That's one of the announcers for Iron Chef. Look up his facial hair. It's literally just like a little line.
But
I just want to shave it off.
That's a lot per hair.
Yes.
And you need a lot of hairs if you're going to...
recover baldness.
Absolutely. So we will... Now, this is also on a mouse. So if that thing back there, that's a mouse. That's a bald mouse.
Yeah, it doesn't look great, does it?
But that's the kind of cost you're looking at if you want this technology. Now, if you are Donald Trump, for example, you want some hair?
He probably would do it.
Why not?
He may do it soon.
Throw $10 million at it. Fix it. Fix your hair. But for the rest of us, this is just a beautiful dream.
A pipe dream. A beautiful dream. I don't know if that's beauty. This picture of a rat's ass with hair on it, but...
Well, that's what my look's going to be. I'm going to have to shave my head, so I'm going to be the rat.
But just the... Instead of a rat tail... Oh my gosh, it's like a rat tail, but like...
A literal rat tail.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a cool use of 3D printing. 3D print some hair. Maybe we'll do other organs after this, too.
Maybe.
Could be a cool thing. Because that's what we need. To extend human life even further, so we overpopulate the world even more. Wow, that'll be great. And then everybody will have beautiful hair, so they'll breed more.
Anyway.
Let's talk about AI.
Let's talk about it. Waymo and DeepMind mimic evolution to develop a new, better way to train self-driving AI.
It's interesting because this little animation kind of does explain what's going on here.
Yeah, I've watched this several times when we were discussing it earlier.
But you'd have to know what's happening before you understood it. So... This is population-based AI. What does that mean? Well, we know about the discriminator AIs, where they, you have one AI that's doing the thing, then you have another AI that's observing and being like, no, bro, that one's garbage. Throw that one away. Or, okay, that one's pretty good. Keep that one. And you get better quickly when that's happening because the AI is sort of, judging itself. But these guys said, what if we did that? That was kind of like evolution. Where we have a bunch of these AIs training on their own, but then we judge them against each other. I know it's exciting.
Yeah.
Try to contain yourself.
Sorry.
And do it in a sort of an evolutionary way, and that's what they've built here. So Waymo has said, we don't just want one AI trying to learn to drive. We want thousands of them trying
to
learn to
drive. Lots of branches.
Competing, seeing who's the best. And they can introduce little, like, what if we just send a couple of AIs out, a small population, to see what it's like driving on mountains? See what they learn.
They'll just crash immediately. We were not prepared for this, is what we learned.
But it's pretty cool because it's a new way to use existing AI technology. And it's like human evolution. Because we've come so far. We're so much better than the people that came before us. And we're not devolving at all. That's not a thing. Krista, how excited are you about electric pickup trucks?
Just absolutely, just blown away. So excited.
Now, let's say it's 5 years down the road, mm-hmm. and you've got the kid, and you've settled into your life of mediocrity in marriage.
Right.
And you've got a home.
That'd be amazing.
And you need, when you have a house, you find uses for a truck.
Yeah.
Are you going to get an electric truck?
I wouldn't mind getting an electric car. My issue would be like, where do I charge it? And like, it's so much more expensive.
At that point, I think we'll have chargers.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might look into it. I don't know if we would get a truck.
But how about an F-150?
Ford teases all-electric F-150 pickup truck by pulling a million-pound train. There it is. Look at it.
Now, this train back here, empty. This train, full of regular F-150s.
Ah.
How great is that? So, yes, this was actually a little over a million pounds because of all those trucks, and it did pull it quite 1,000 feet.
I like the block quote in this article. An all-male retinue of fluorescent vest-wearing truck owners are brought in to gawk and shout, "No way!" Which is pretty much what the ad is.
Well, The Verge is woke.
Yeah.
Although this is a woman. The woman was presenting.
I mean, the Ford F-150, I'd say that overwhelmingly their target audience is probably
Krista,
older males.
Krista, not only men drive F-150s the same way that not only men have penises.
Right.
It's 2019. Get with it. So anyway, now they did say, here's some more quotes that we need to look at, Krista. They say this was a one-time short event registration, and here's the big one.
Far beyond any production truck's published capacity.
So in other words, this was a souped-up superpower prototype F-150.
Are you implying that they would make something up for an ad?
And I think it happened. I think they did it, but I think this was a real badass electric motor they had in this thing. And the one they're going to sell you, don't try to tow a million pounds with it.
No. It'd probably be fine, though, for like, you know, lugging some furniture around.
You throw a couch on it all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be an issue. There's all the trucks lined up that it pulled, plus the train.
That's cool. More competition.
Look at all that battery pack going on down there. Not got a lot of clearance.
I was going to say, what happens if you scrape that?
A burst in flame.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably fine. You'll survive it.
We've already seen what happens with Tesla. Okay, now, we went over the stories quickly. Sometimes, Krista doesn't read the stories.
I don't always have time. And I was spent all day yesterday arranging flowers with my mom. So
doesn't somebody do that for you?
Only if you're rich. I did my own centerpieces, son.
Are you going to cook too?
No, we did hire someone to do the food for us.
There's no headline.
There isn't. There's something wrong here. Read more great writing from the New Yorker.
Did I mouse over something? No.
Oh, close that X. There's an X at the top.
Oh, well, that's terrible design.
That is terrible design.
Oh, hideous design. Okay, so I told Krista, I was like, I'm not going to explain this to you right now while we're running through the stories. I'm just going to explain it to you live, and then you can react to it. Because me explaining
for the thumbnail.
It, this is like explaining to the rubber ducky, right?
Yeah, rubber duck programming.
The idea here is the hidden cost of automated thinking, and the key word is intellectual debt. What is intellectual debt, you ask?
Yes, I ask that.
Intellectual debt is when, so let's say, I'll give you an example. You know how sometimes when you're working on a project and you're kind of roughing it out and you're doing the broad strokes, and then you put that little comment in there and you write to-do: and it's, this is a future Krista problem.
Yes, right? pretty much.
So this is kind of like that, but with artificial intelligence. So imagine this scenario, right? We have artificial intelligence that we know comes up with answers and we don't know why. We have no clue. But
where
it's right.
Came from. Yeah.
It works. Right? It'd be the same. It's like if we had alien technology, right? And it's like, okay, our cars can fly now. We don't understand it. But we like it. And we're going to keep making flying cars. We're not sure how it works. So the question is, when AI gets good enough to start doing that, when do we pay that intellectual debt? In other words, when do we go back and figure out why all these amazing new things are working? And what if we never do?
And then the machines just get smarter and smarter and we get dumber and dumber.
And then we have all these amazing technologies. We have no idea how to reproduce them.
I feel like that can only be sustainable for so long, because eventually if those things break down, you need to know how to fix them. Like,
well, as long as you've got the same system in place that created them,
it could fix them.
Presumably, it could just make more, right? But what if you lose that? What if it goes away?
Yeah.
So it's an excellent question. I think we will definitely get into a lot of intellectual debt.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever pay it back. You know what? That's a problem for your kids.
They will solve it.
I think they might just be playing Overwatch.
They're going to be Overwatch pros. Hanzo mains. Filthy Hanzo mains.
Okay, here's a question.
What if our kids are Hanzo? Like, we have two kids, and it's one's Hanzo main and one's a Genji main. What do we do?
I don't know what any of that means, but
yeah.
Is Genji also bad?
Genji's actually not as bad as Hanzo, because Genji can still do damage even if he's not hitting every shot, but Hanzo can be useless if he's not hitting headshots.
Oh, I thought people hated it because it was just annoying because he killed people a lot.
No, so a lot of times people will pick like Hanzo or Widow, and then like they can't hit the broadside of a barn, so they're effectively useless the entire match.
But at what point?
That's me. I can't play snipers. But
at what point do you? Because you're supposed to encourage your kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if your kid is just hot trash, but he insists on sniping?
I mean, if they're just playing for fun, that's fine. But like, if he's in Overwatch League, he needs to do what the coach tells him.
He's on your account.
Oh, he won't be on my account. By the time I have a child who's old enough to play that game, it's going to be like Overwatch 3.
You don't know that.
They already announced Overwatch 2.
Yeah, but you're getting married in less than a month.
And?
So
if I have a kid tomorrow, it's going to take a while for it to be old enough to like actually operate a keyboard and
three.
Stuff. Three.
Yeah.
3 years old. Yeah. Get good like on the mic.
That one kid that we had the news story about. His dad claimed he started at 3.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, robots. That's what we're talking
about.
That's
what we're talking about, yeah.
And we're talking about recycling. Krista, do you recycle?
I would love to, but our city does not have a recycling program for my neighborhood.
I don't care. In fact, I got my super awesome water thermos. Now, this is 100% Nestle bottled water in here.
That's what I just get a filter.
But wait. Hear those ice cubes? Nestle bottled water ice cubes.
So wasteful. Just get a filter. Buy a filter. You have a house. You could put on one right on the tab.
Oh. Tastes like.
I use a pitcher.
Tastes like human slavery. So I throw away a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed of it. What happens to that plastic? Well, in the old days, we put it on a ship.
Just ship it over to China.
Right to China.
China's problem now.
Unfortunately, now we have the trade war. So China's like, no, I don't think we're taking your garbage anymore. So what do? You got to turn to the robots.
America is drowning in garbage. Now robots are being put on duty to help solve the recycling crisis. This is actually cool. So this thing actually sorts your recycling for you. Check it out.
It looks
a little scary.
It looks like something from Sesame Street, don't you think?
Yeah, he kind of looks like sausage appendages.
Like I can like hear
picking
him
up the garbage.
Hear him humming like a tune as he does this.
Yeah. They need to put some googly eyes on him.
Now they have the video doesn't show him specifically. There's a lot of
I don't know why it's a him, but it is.
Yeah, it looks very him-ish. There's a lot of boring people talking in this video, and there's no scrubber. What?
You have to watch the whole thing.
Okay, I'm not doing that. Anyway, It's just that we have... So the cool thing here is not just this robot, although he is very cool, but it's the AI. And the AI is a image recognition thing. But here's the catch. It can tell a smushed water bottle. You crush it down to almost nothing. The AI can be like, that's a crushed water bottle. That's a cool. Crushed can. You know, that's just a piece of paper wadded up, whatever. And it can tell the difference, and it will sort them with its suction cup arms.
That's cool. I went down the rabbit hole yesterday. I needed to buy a new toothbrush, and I was like, I should get a non-plastic toothbrush. And I did a bunch of research about, you know, different kinds you can get. And you can get bamboo wood toothbrushes, but then it's like, well, what are the bristles made out of? And apparently your two options are like some sort of nylon material, which still doesn't biodegrade great, but it's better. And then the original traditional stuff was pig hair.
Hog hair. Yeah.
Hog hair. And apparently that's horribly unethical, so usually they recommend doing the nylon.
Why is it unethical?
Apparently how they get the hog hair is not fantastic.
They can't get it when they're dead?
I don't know how it works. It sounds
also, like, that hog hair, that's kind of disgusting.
Apparently it's very unhygienic because it's porous, so like germs can hide in it easily, and you have to like boil it every few days. So.
Ooh, I have a beard brush that's made of hog hair.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have one because I don't have a beard.
Well, you should get one.
I've been trying to grow one.
Why don't you get an electric toothbrush?
I want to do that. I don't have an electric. I've never had an electric one.
They're good.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to do the bamboo.
Okay. Just waste your life. Sure. Anyway, that's all we've got for you on this episode. Yeah. Friday, we'll be talking about security and nonsense. And Krista loves security.
So I hate security, but I love nonsense.
Expect a lot of... This week's nonsense is almost nothing to do with technology because I couldn't find any technology nonsense. So it's just a potpourri of
horrible... Some of it's going to be horribly depressing because you do that every week with nonsense.
It's not that bad.